Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Mishnayos, learning Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Mazavel and Perel Bas Pinchas, falling above Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. So it's like this. Mekabel Sadon Echaveru, one who accepts a field from his friend. We defined last time that it was an idea of sharecropping, which means a worker is going to work land that is owned by someone else, and the worker will either pay a set percentage of the yield of the land, or a set weight, a set volume of produce that the land produces to the owner. That's a deal that they make. So someone is mekabel a field, he's going to work the land. V'hi beis hashlachim. And that field is an irrigated field. The natural rain is not enough to water the crops. One needs to channel in water from another source. O beis ha'ilon, or it's a field that has trees in it. Yava shemaya v'niksatz ha'ilon. In the first case, let's say the spring that is used to water the field dried up. Or in the second case, where there are trees, trees were cut down. The worker cannot use either of these as a reason to deny any of the set amount that he had to give to the owner. Doesn't deduct from the chakoro the set amount that he's going to give. And we'll see where the Rav will explain that even though these features obviously made the field more appealing for the worker, and now those features are gone, being that that wasn't expressed, there is no claim that the worker can make that he's not going to pay as he originally agreed to. Im amar lo, so the Mishnah contrasts, if he had said to him, Chakor li sedei beis ashlachin zeh, want you to give to me as a sharecropper this field that is irrigated, that has this great spring, oh, sedei beis ha'ilon zeh, or this great field with this awesome tree in it, yovah shamayim v'niksatz ha'ilon. So in those cases, if the spring dried up or the tree was cut down, menakalo min chakor, then he would be able to deduct from the set amount he was going to pay the owner, because clearly he had shown that the reason that he's going to pay whatever amount he's agreed to is only because of these features of the field. So says the Rav, Beis HaShlachin, Parka Yevesha She'in Dai Lo Megesham. That is a dry type of land, on the drier side, that it's not enough, the rainwater is not enough for it. O Beis HaElon, Ravishul HaElon HiMechaviva La'aris, right? Because of that tree, it's more dear to the sharecropper. Shinot HaChelik BePeres V'lo Torach. He's going to get free fruits. He takes a portion of those fruits without bothering. He's working the rest of the land. Yava shemayan shaba, the spring that was in it dried up. Shemenu mashkino saw that from that spring they watered the field. Min chakaro, so you can't deduct in the first case of the Mishnah anything from the agreed upon amount. Im kibla b'chakiris kach l'kach karan l'shana. If the case is they took it as chakiris, we should find this last time, that means that's the case of sharecropping with a set amount of a measure of produce. Because from the beginning he never had revealed his intention, his thought, that because of this spring or this tree, he's adding on to the agreed upon him, he's increasing his offer, right, in the sharecropping deal. But if he said, Chakor li beis hashlachin zu, give to me as sharecropping this irrigated field, gali daite debishul shihi beis hashlachin tafila b'chakir menim. So clearly he's showing, he's revealing the fact that because of the fact that it's an irrigated field and there's a spring that waters it, in some way is better. It's going to be, it's going to have plenty of water all the time. So that's, he's showing that's why he's making this offer. And so if it goes away, then he can claim that he's not paying as what he agreed. Says Mishnah Gimel, on the Kabbalah Sadeh Mechaver of the Hovira, person accepts a field from his friend and he let it lay fallow. Didn't work it as he agreed. Shaman osa kama ru'uya lasos. We evaluate how much a field should have produced had it been properly taken care of. Menosin lo, and he has to give that amount. Shekach kosiv lo, because that apparently is written in the deal that they make up. They write some sort of star, and he writes, im over v'lo avi, if I leave it fallow and I don't work the field, ashalim b'meitzvah, I will pay from the best. I will pay as agreed. Says the Rav, in the Kabbal Sada, l'mechsa l'shish l'rviya. The Rav defines the case here as a resus, not a set amount of produce, but a set percentage, a half, a third, a quarter, whatever it would be. So, and then, v'hovira, shalochar ashba v'lazari, he didn't plow it, he didn't plant the field. And so he has to pay, they calculate how much it would be, and he pays that percentage. Probably the Rav, seemingly Rav had to make that ukimsi here, the Rav had to define the case as being a percentage-based deal, because if it was a set volume, so he'd simply have to bring him that volume if he had to go buy it from other fields, whatever it would be. But in this case, being that it was percentage-based, maybe the person could say, okay, I didn't feel like working it, and you'll get the 10% I promised you out of the very small amount. So now you can't get away with that. The Baal HaBayis, the person who owns the field, also has to say that it should have produced this amount. He was expecting this amount of stuff as that percentage, and that's what will come to him. So Here's what he writes. He writes, Im ovir esenu boro, I will make it fallow. Velo avid, and I won't work it. Velo eseba pu'ula hariyula, I won't do the work that is fit for it. Ashalim b'meitva, I will pay from the best. Kfi ma shahaisa ruyula, so that means in accordance with what it should have made. Im haisa charusha v'zeru'a k'roiv, had it been plowed and planted properly. Okay, pretty straightforward. Says Mishnah Dalet. Amekabel sodom yichaveru v'lerotza l'nakish. One who accepts a field from his friend, again, an aris or a choker, and he doesn't want to weed the field. He seems to be doing the basics that it will grow produce, but he doesn't want to take care, invest his time and effort in weeding it and taking off the bad grass, let's say. But amalo maik paslach, and he says to the owner, what do you care? I'm going to give you the agreed upon amount anyway. So you can't force me to take care of the bad grass or whatever, the upkeep of the land in general. Ain't shomalo, we don't listen to that. Because the Baal Bais can answer back. Tomorrow, meaning some future day, you'll leave this field. Yeah, it's going to be filled up in front of me with all these bad weeds and grass or whatever it will be. You have to maintain the field. Someone should be able to come in there after you, or I should be able to come in there after you and have a properly maintained field. This sharecropper didn't want to work it. It means to clean the produce from all the bad grass. That weakens the power of the land and prevents the produce from sprouting up. And he says to him, what do you care? If my chelik in it, my amount is lessened, right? I'm going to take the hit over here. I guess probably we have to understand the Rav is learning that the case is not a percentage-based deal this time, but rather a set amount. So the owner of the field is going to get that set amount. And so the worker is saying, what do you care if my portion will get less? That these grasses will badly affect the stalks. Right? I'll give you the agreed-upon deal, this many korin, this much volume of produce, that I made a deal with you for that. Right? So what do you care? But he says back to him, no, I care because I need a properly maintained field for when you leave. And that is understood, that is the deal. The deal includes upkeep. Thank you for listening. We'll continue.